When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think it's very unlikely Watkins be on that wild card for me.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, everybody. My name's James, and for the benefit of those listening to the audio, you're listening to Ask James, my regular YouTube live stream, where I welcome questions from the YouTube community on anything football related, or you can even ask me some non-football stuff if they want. To timestamp, this has just gone 12 p.m. on Friday, March the 8th, and for the benefit of those listening back to the audio particularly, bear in mind many of the Premier League manager press conferences are after 1 p.m. today, so there could be one or two bits I stay on here that are probably dated once we get some injury news. Before I get into the questions, just cut the little bits. I know many of you will probably already be aware I've changed the projections on FPL team and on my planner on Patreon following Brighton's heavy defeat to Roma in the Europa League last night. That now makes Brighton against Chelsea, which would be postponed from game week 34 if Chelsea beat Leicester next weekend in the FA Cup quarterfinals. That is now the more likely standalone game. What we mean by standalone, a little bit like the Bournemouth and Luton game this week, where it is the only game that means it's a double game week. That's because Sky have the rights for Chelsea versus Tottenham, so that will be more likely to slip into game week 34 or 37. They will not likely be bothered about Brighton against Chelsea. The reason for game week 35 as the projection rather than game week 36 is purely we should know in 6 days that Brighton are out of Europe, and therefore, there's more than enough time to get it arranged. It also means that the two teams won't have two games in hand for very long. It would only be for 1 week rather than the 2 weeks. There is a small chance that it could fit into game week 32. I think that is unlikely. It's more likely to be game week 35, 36. As a consequence, Chelsea and Tottenham has now been projected for game week 34. Therefore, Tottenham against Manchester City is projected for 37. Therefore, Brighton against Manchester City is projected for game week 34. The thinking behind the 34 and the 37 fixtures, I think Arsenal and Chelsea, which is a TNT selected game, that broadcaster has positioned themselves better for getting their rights for what they want in terms of television coverage. They proved that towards the end of last season, actually. And I think they'll be pushing to go at the end of game week 37. I think Sky's response will be to try and put Everton versus Liverpool and Tottenham versus Manchester City, the other two biggest games that could be rearranged, into 37 as well. As a consequence of that, therefore, Wolves versus Arsenal would be in 34. And therefore, that's why Wolves versus Bournemouth currently is projected for game week 37. Those fixtures could all literally flip around and be the other way around. I can't be any clearer on that. In terms of my own transfers this week, Solanke's coming in for Alvarez. That's a near certainty once Andoni Iraola's press conference is gone. And I'm likely to take a -4 to sell the stricken Marcus Senesi to Milos Kerkez. Right, let's get into the questions. MRCX says, hey, James, what do you think about Garnacho to Barkley for a -4? Effective change is playing Barkley instead of Palmer in game week 28, then obviously have him for game week 29. Not massively keen. Benching Palmer for -4 because what, Barkley's got two games. You'd never make that transfer if Barkley had one game. So do you actually expect Barkley to return in both games? Now, I get it. There's the extra fixture there, but for a -4 right in front of you when it means therefore benching Palmer, no. If it's just Barkley in for Garnacho, I understand that a little bit more, but the actual benching Palmer as a consequence of the transfer, that's probably a no for me. JP says, if you had Tony Hall and Watkins, what would you sell if you recommend getting both Morris and Solanke? Wildcard in 31. if you're selling both, I don't think you want to be without Ollie Watkins over the next two, but you're going to want Tony next week. So this was something we've been discussing for weeks on end. If you had Ivan Tony, it was liable to cause this sort of headache at some point. So, I mean, you don't want to sell Tony and then buy him back next week, I'm guessing. The honest, sensible answer here, probably, and I don't know if this is sensible, but just get Solanke in for Haaland and then make a decision next week and just leave Morris. Just leave it be. He's added not free hitting in 29. Yeah, guess as much. MRCX says, choose three Liverpool players for FPL, but no Salah. Who you got? Okay, I'm going to presume this question is laced as in for the rest of the season. So if we're working on the basis that everyone's fit and you're saying to me, no Salah, okay, we can't say everyone's fit because Jota's probably not going to be back till mid-April, so we rule him out, don't we? Nunes, Kelleher, subject to what Alisson's situation is. Over the period at the end, if it's affordable, maybe even Van Dijk, because he will play the majority of the games. It's, again, it's a little bit subject to Liverpool's involvement in Europe. Ideally, if there's no money restriction, obviously. Trent, am I that keen on Luis Diaz? Not hugely. What I would say is my advice on that would be don't force Liverpool players for the sake of forcing Liverpool players. You know, if you're sitting in, you're going, well, I've got to have three Liverpool, but it's a debate between a Diaz and a Bowen and you think Bowen's the right choice, then just don't have three Liverpool players. And I presume this, as I said, this isn't a question for right now because I presume you're not buying Liverpool players this week. Unless someone wants to force Mo Salah in, I suspect a few on wildcard may be doing so. Ilan Melchior says, hi, James. My defence is Gabriel, Doughty, Pau Torres, Reguilón and Senesi. With the doubt on Pau Torres, would you go a week early getting Udogie in for Senesi from -4 as a backup for Pau Torres or even to start him? Probably yes. Similar debate I've been having is kind of something like that. I'd actually decided I was going to buy Emerson and then he got injured last night. Again, thinking 29 in mind, but thinking this was the right time, Burnley at home. Look, Bournemouth got two fixtures now, two brilliant home fixtures. They don't play the next week, but their extra fixture is now. I still think the Bournemouth player, that's the conclusion I've come to over the majority, is the better call. Also, if you're running through to game week 30, then Everton at home is a perfectly reasonable fixture to play again. I realise Udogie at home to Luton works similar. But if you're taking that -4 now, yeah, I want it for the Bournemouth player, I think, with the two home games. That's what I've deliberated. In your circumstance, if you're ruling that out because you don't want to go there, then yes, I probably would do it because you don't want to be playing Reguilón this week. You probably didn't want to be playing Pau Torres anyway. Senesi, we presume, subject to Iraola's update later today, is also probably going to be useless for you. So therefore, yes, I probably would do it. And yes, I probably would start in, but you are absolutely going to be relying on attacking returns, I would suggest. Dermot Whelan says, hi, James. Plan is to play through game week 29 if 10 players, but need a defender this week. Yeah, you and everybody else by the sounds of it. If Poro isn't fit, would you go double Luton defence? Have Doughty would buy Mengi or just go and get a nailed West Ham defender? To contradict what I said about probably taking a -4 for Kerkez, it is subject to Iraola's presser and news on Lloyd Kelly might scare me, but I think Kelly is more likely to come in at centre-back as per Neil Grover's comments on Wednesday's Clash of the Correspondents. If Poro is past fit, I might not do anything, but I suspect he's probably not going to be. Luton defenders, unless it's Alfie Doughty, I wouldn't go anywhere near. Waste of time. Very unlikely to be keeping clean sheets. Very unlikely to provide attacking returns. In terms of the nailed West Ham defenders, as said, I'd probably come to the conclusion Emerson was the one I was interested in. Soufal is probably your next best bet, but considering the importance of the game next Thursday, then the challenge of Villa next Sunday, are any of them absolutely nailed? Like Zuma, you wouldn't trust to stay fit for more than 48 hours. So I think that's avoidable. Is Mavropanos certainly ahead of Agüero now? Not massively convinced on that. So by default, it's Soufal, isn't it? If you want to go and get one. And that doesn't fill me with much joy. Daniel Cullerton says, sorry, this may be an annoying, repetitive question. Would you -4 Haaland out for Morris, 3-1 as I'm wildcarding after game week 29. Yeah, I've thought about this. I discussed it a bit on our Patreon podcast this morning as well. That I've deliberated the move myself because there's an extra fixture this week. There's an extra fixture next week. For me, I'm probably not likely to wildcard till game week 31. So even though it's Arsenal at home, I'd probably want him straight back. And then that four there's going to stop me investing in a Cole Palmer or Malo Gusto when Chelsea play at home to Burnley, for example. So it doesn't really work for me. I get why it could work for others. The other thing, however, as well, is even for those running through, perhaps people don't want Haaland against Arsenal in 30 and Villa 31. And if that's how you feel, then that's perfectly reasonable. The thing is, it's not just Haaland to Morris, is it, right? That might be what opens the door to put Mo in the team in game week 30. And I get the appeal of that. So I think it's a little bit circumstantial. If you were wildcarding in game week 30, then yes, I think there is a little bit more case for it. If I did it, it probably would force me to wildcard in game week 30. And I think the rest of my team's going to be set up well enough that I can hold it off another week, personally. Dermot Whelan says, by the way, up the Patreon. Cheers, mate. Again, obviously, if you want to support the show, guys, it's www.patreon.com/planetfpl. As such would say, it keeps the lights on. CM Punk 2310 says, hi, James. On free hit 29, Solanke and Zabani are my only two doublers. Move Aki to Doughty/Kirkes Gusto. Gusto for better long-term fixtures. Yeah, I don't mind that with Malo Gusto. He, to be honest, has very much been under consideration for me this week, despite it being a single one, a challenging one against Newcastle. So you got to think about this. It's easy to look in this week now in isolation. A double Doughty, okay. So when you land in 13, you maybe want to target other players like Malo Gusto. Do you want to be looking at Doughty away to Tottenham? So it does depend quite a lot on the rest of your makeup, the rest of your squad, which I can't see, obviously. I don't mind a Gusto move under that circumstance. Hanny says, hi, James. Is Gross to Bowen or Areola to Neto worth a -4 when free hit in game week 29? Probably not the Gross move, but I get that you're not going to want to look at Gross maybe away to Liverpool in game week 30. But it is still a decent fixture for him this week. And having had a breather last weekend, I imagine he probably does start on Sunday. A short of options, Billy Gilmore's still suspended, right? The Areola to Neto move, free transfer, sure, get it completely. You're free hit in 29, so next week doesn't matter. Better fixture in game week 30 as well, get that. But it probably falls down to, do you think West Ham keep a clean sheet or not on Sunday? And if you do, I don't think it's worth it. Is it inconceivable that Areola outscores Neto this week? I don't think it is, personally. He probably won't, but I don't think it's inconceivable. -4 for an extra fixture. The fixtures probably, because they're so attractive, Sheffield United and Luton at home. Let's be real. We'd expect a clean sheet tomorrow, okay, against Sheffield United. So what's the expectation on Neto? Well, it's probably the flat six-pointer, isn't it? Right. Let's say Areola concedes 2-3 points. Okay, so Neto's going to outscore, but enough to make it worthwhile. I'm not convinced. Mad Shook says, thanks for everything, James. Would you sell Haaland for Solanke if it enables you to get to Salah in game week 30 and Tavernier or Palmer to replace KDB from -4? I'm on free hit 29. I'd rather go Palmer under your circumstance on the second one. And I've already explained about the idea of obviously opening money up that will allow potentially for Salah in game week 30. I completely understand and get the appeal of that. But then are you happy to be without Haaland in game week 30? He's a tough fixture. Is Arsenal at home? I get that, of course. What do I always say about him, though? Don't really want to argue with him when he's got a home game. That said, my probable intention in game week 30 at the moment is to captain Sonny at home to Luton. I think I'll probably take Haaland on in that one because I think Luton go and press and not just the team that just sit back. And I think it could be a great fixture for Sonny, but that may also depend on the status of Richarlison at that stage as well. Who's next? Daniel Cullerton says, who would win in a one-off game at a neutral venue, current Sheffield United or the 2008 Derby team? I'm too young to remember the 08 Derby, but some have been saying this Sheffield United team were the worst of the lot. I think we can get massively impacted by recency bias. And look, they've lost their last three home games by a combined score of 16-0. It's disastrous. And actually, in the FA Cup game before that, lost 5-2 at home to Brighton as well. It's bad. It's really bad. But it's only, what, game week 25? They went to Luton and won 3-1, and no one expected that. It's not that long ago. It's 3 weeks ago. And that Derby team was honestly getting obliterated by everyone. That Derby team was worse. And Sheffield United might end up with a worse goal difference this season than Derby. That's possible because of what's been happening lately. No, I think that Derby team was worse and would take some going. I think the Sheffield United team now is probably more on a par with the Sunderland team that was really horrendous and went about 15, 16 games losing on the streak. I think the Derby 07-08 was the worst. MRCX says, which current template top player do you think will be the most expendable going forward? That's tough. When you say going forward, I'm going to presume we're talking after the March internationals here. One might be Ollie Watkins. As amazing as he's been, I've owned him bar sort of 2 or 3 weeks the whole season. And that was regrettable because I dived into Darwin Nunez for a few good Liverpool fixtures and it didn't pay off, so I went back. It might be him, though. Guaranteed no double game weeks. After the break, City have trips to City, Arsenal, Brighton. Also, Chelsea at home, Liverpool at home. If you're free hitting in game week 34, which might be a solution for many, you could make a case that Villa have got the best single fixture, because the fixtures are rough, right? Home to Bournemouth. So you could even free hit him in there for one of the really good attractive ones left. And the other one that really appeals, sort of Brentford at home 32. Wolves at home 30 is fine, but it's probably after the Wolves game. So yeah, it might be Ollie Watkins. Brentford have got a really good run to the end of the season. There'll be other teams, obviously, with doubles, etc. Yeah, it might be Ollie Watkins. Sam Megginson says, afternoon, James. I know you're hot on Bailey and against yourselves especially. Would you therefore bench Palmer over him? Thanks. Probably not. I think I'm going to pick Bailey over Foden. Yeah, I know. But it's a bit different, isn't it? When you consider the amount of chances Newcastle have been giving up, and I realise it was better last week, but let's also consider that was a Wolves team without Cunha and Huang. I think... yeah, I would be playing Palmer. Home fixture, on pens. Newcastle can see plenty of chances. Yeah, I would play Palmer over him. But I'm probably going to go Bailey over Foden. There's a slight difference here. Foden, despite incredible form, an unbelievable player. Love him, adore him. Most of you will know that. He's at Anfield. If there's a game to take on, that's the sort of one. I can't really not see goals in Villa. So I think there'll be goals in Liverpool and City as well. I mean, I'm probably going to predict both for 2-2 draws, both of them actually. But I think with a home advantage, I'm going to give Bailey the benefit. I'm also a little nervous by the fact that Pep in the fixture last year, and it's not to say he'll do the same thing, he basically played Foden as left wing back. Now, I'm not suggesting he's going to do that, not at all. I think he's playing too well, but he may well end up in a very cool sort of wide left role. And that might not necessarily be beneficial. That said, could be tacking into a side of the pitch that's got two young players there, possibly with Bradley and Quansah, though I suspect probably Joe Gomez will play one of the two positions, I would guess. So I'm probably going to go Bailey over Foden. I would go Palmer over Bailey. Torben Nielsen says hello. So to Attila Mansour, thanks, guys. Much appreciated. Tom Glover says, hi, James. I have Moreno and Richarlison. Are they worth taking out for a -4, -8 as they both now feel like rotation risks? Well, the biggest risk with Richarlison is actually just getting himself fit. I know he told Brazilian media last week that he'd be a fit for this week. I'm expecting to hear later today that he probably won't be. That seems to be the understanding at the moment. But I guess it depends on next week, right? Like, if you're not free hitting next week, surely Moreno's still useful for you. And is he a rotation risk? Keeps playing, doesn't he? We know the threat of Dean is there, but he keeps playing. So I think Moreno I'd be holding on to. I get it a little bit more if you're free hitting next week. Richarlison is probably more cuttable. Have a wait and see what Ange says later today, mate. Matt Gilbert says, hope the back is a bit better. Yes, not too bad. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Free hit 29. a may not wild card until after 34, as team looks pretty good. Best defensive options to get through until then. Two FTs to use and not keen on double Bournemouth defence. Yeah, get that. Chelsea, I think. Gusto, I think the injury to Ben Chilwell is good news for him as well. We don't know the extent of that yet at this stage. But even if Reece James did return, I think Gusto was every chance to play at left back. So I think Gusto will play the majority of the games. So I really like that as an option to run you through. I think I don't hate Manchester United as long as you've got decent rotation around game week 31 and 32. Doesn't look great. But if you have around that, you might have Everton at home, Brentford away, Bournemouth away, and then possibly double. Is not bad. I think Dalot would be the preference there. Everton, but he doesn't look great to dive in this week. But Jared Branthwaite's a very reasonable price. He could be part of that rotation one of those 2 weeks he's got Burnley at home, for example. Tottenham, perhaps up to 32 and then Manchester United isn't terrible. Then it gets really tough for Tottenham from game week 33 on the fixture schedule. And Arsenal was obviously reliable. And there's a few names for you there. Now, FPL Harry's in. Hello, mate. I hope all is well. Murphy says, hi, James. Should I do Garnacho to Barkley and bench Bailey / Foden or roll? No free hit 29. It's a roll. I think it's close. I would possibly pick those two players over Ross Barkley this week. I think it's a roll. Hanny says, Watkins versus Foden from game week 31. It's Foden. Yeah, it's kind of just covered for the someone else who asked about perhaps template players who might be expendable later in the season. It's Foden. I can see me, if I wildcard in 31 and that day Villa go to Man City and I go Arsenal away, cut laughter. Like I said, if I've concluded it's free hit 34 for me, I think it's very unlikely Watkins be on that wildcard for me. I think it goes, so Foden. Steve says, with proposed changes to PSR, that's profit sustainability reporting next year, how do you think they should change it to make it fairer for the smaller clubs to compete on a similar level? The biggest thing of all for me is, like, we did a podcast yesterday on Wolves for Money in Football on Patreon. We looked at their finances, could have been released last week. And they're losing close to $200,000 a day based on last year's accounts. And although we didn't touch on wages much, and they are taking steps to improve their wage expenditure situation, like, it's laughably off the scale bad. And I still think wages needs looking at for clubs like Wolves, excuse me, massively, because we start putting these clubs potentially in danger. I was reading something about Southampton this morning, about their losses for this financial year. And they might be in a scary place if they don't get promoted this year. We think Leeds and Leicester might even come up with points deductions if they come up, because of how they'll obviously then fall under the Premier League guidance rather than the EFL in terms of PSR. They can have less losses during their championship year than the Premier League years. They could well be in for a points deduction next season. So I get it. I get where the complaint is, but we may also be, Chelsea are going to be on the limits. Newcastle are going to be on the limits. Villa are going to be on the limits. Those three teams are going to be close in terms of making sure they beat PSR next year. And that's, Villa will probably be in the Champions League next year. Newcastle were in it this year. Chelsea won the competition a few years ago. So it's not just the smaller sides. I think it's new, right? And we need a little bit of breathing space. I think, yes, there probably is a turnover to wages element of this. But I'm liable to think that more strengthens the position of the big clubs, and that's the more likely what it's going to be, because actually UEFA's guidelines is a small scaling down of expenditure versus on wages versus your turnover. A Wolves isn't going to turn over more money than a Manchester United or a Tottenham or a Liverpool or any of these clubs, right? So their spending power is always going to be behind. The best advice I can give these clubs is invest in younger players. It's the Brighton model and stuff, isn't it? Is what it's going to have to be for so many of these clubs. And you've got to fight to be earlier, because the bigger clubs are also going to be thinking, let's get these players younger and earlier, and they have the bigger pool and can pay the bigger salaries. It's tough. I get it. It's a difficult balancing act, and I don't have the right solutions. Also, for me as a Tottenham fan, supporting a club that is near the top, who's largely been sustainable, I'm not going to bullshit anyone. I'm selfish about it. Put restrictions on clubs. It's going to be better for my team. MRCX says, is there a player you desperately want to have in your team but just can't make it work? I don't think so, actually. Not desperately. There's so many defensive options this week. None of them massively stand out. You know, if I'm in a position I'm benching someone like Foden this week, like how desperate am I for players? I don't think there is. Not desperate. You know, do I wish Salah was sitting there? Yeah, sure. Desperate? No. Ali Bismo says, hi, James. How does game week 34 likely look now after the Brighton first leg result? And do you think Bowen still a good option this game after a game on Thursday night in Germany? Yeah, the fixture alone of playing Burnley makes it attractive enough. I'm not going to cover again on game week 34. For those who joined the stream a little bit late, just listen back to the first couple of minutes I've covered again. Those are the only things changed in my projections. So just to add on to that, I think, yes, at the moment, Manchester United, Sheffield United, Palace, Newcastle, more likely for 34, easily could be 37 instead. And remember, to get to this point, they've both got to lose. Manchester United and Newcastle United both got to lose in the FA Cup quarterfinal next week to get to that point. Daniel Cullerton says, what are your top five Spurs goalkeepers in your lifetime? In my lifetime? Okay, Hugo, it's a clear number one. Then probably Vic already. He's probably the second. Brad was steady, Brad Friedel. I liked Aurelio Gomez personally. And then I suppose on longevity, the fact he came on through the academy and stuff, went on to represent England, I think Ian Walker would probably be the last one. Gareth James says, hi, James. Hope you're still on the mend. Would you get Bowen or Son this week if free hit 29? Bowen, there's a case. I mean, it's a case for Son as well with Villa's high line, but I probably wouldn't be forcing into Son this week if I was free hitting next week. Mind you, that said, I already spoke about I might captain him in game week 30. So if you want to target other players in 30, if you're coming back for like a Salah or Haaland, then I get that. You want to get it done now. Yeah, it's fine. It's reasonable to get both. Adam says, who would you rather start, James? Luis or Pedro Neto? It's got to be Douglas Luiz, obviously. Based on my prediction, I think Fulham will win this weekend. I'm going to say Douglas Luiz. I think. That's close, though. Neto will take a lot of the responsibility for Wolves winning in the absence of the others. Yeah, probably just Douglas Luiz. Close that. Stephen Hutchinson says, afternoon, James. Hope you're well. I'm doing Estupinan to Bournemouth defender this week. The question is, considering Grosser Salah for a hit, we'll do it in 2 weeks' time for free on a free hit strategy. Yeah, I think it's a wait, isn't it? It's still a good fixture for Gross this weekend. I think it's a wait. Rishi Patel says, best defenders game weeks 30 to 34. Current plan is wildcard 35, bench boost 37, free at 38. There's going to be some similar players to what I'd said before. So I think like your Botmans, Liveramento, if Trippier is going to be out for longer, though we do think it'll be out after the international break, Fabian Schär, I think Newcastle genuinely. Malo Gusto, right near the top of that, I think. The Tottenham players up to 32 and then maybe move into Manchester United. You can still have quite a bit of trust in the Arsenal guys, although City away in 30 obviously isn't going to appeal massively. They're the main ones, really. Everton as well, Jared Branthwaite has said previously. Sam Megginson says, another non-FPL question. Given the season Watkins is having, how many other teams in Euros would he not start for? Wow. Not many. I think I'm probably just better off leaving it there rather than going on tangents of talking through 24 nations. But let's say not many start for most, I think. David Fawn says, hi, James. Hope the pain's okay. I'm on free hit 29. I'm definitely bringing Zabani in on my free transfer. Would you take a -4 to go Gross to Palmer so I have the funds to bring in Salah for captain game week 30? If it's a direct consequence that helps you specifically for Mo in 30, then yes, just about probably leans it over the line a little bit. Stephen Moore says, option A. He did start with high, James. He's not being rude. Says Van Heck versus Forrest. and Doughty versus Tottenham plus four. So this next bit's obviously going to be part of a hit. Or option B, Zabani versus Sheffield United and Luton and then Everton. Zabani, I think. Mind you, Doughty for... Hang on. I'm sure you're playing Doughty this week if you've got... I'm a little bit confused by that question, Stephen. Sorry, because I'm thinking, will you play Doughty this week over Van Heek this week? That's what's confusing me. But maybe you must have another defender that you're happy to play this week and not in 30 because Van Heek goes to Liverpool. Maybe that's what this is. Zabani. That's the answer I'm going to say. Adam says, if you won Sky, what's the first thing you'd buy? Be honest. Double glazing. I think, yeah. I think that's the honest answer. She'd be in my ear straight away, mate, about double glazing, I think. Rhino says, hi, James. Like, the body is getting there. Thank you. He says, I've only got triple captain left. Solanke to play, or do you like holding off for a potentially title deciding double game or maybe even some? No, I think, as said earlier in the week, if I had it, obviously wait and see what Iraola says this afternoon, but we think Solanke's going to be okay. I'd pull the trigger, I think. I think I'd get it done. Daniel Cullerton says, do you think the new Champions League format will make UCL Fantasy better or a worse game? Ooh, can't say I'd considered that at all in terms of the impact of UCL Fantasy. Might be interesting around the playoff round because obviously the biggest clubs who finish in the top eight won't play in that playoff round. So it might mean you need to hold a wild card back for afterwards. They might change their chips. Yeah, it probably makes it more interesting, I would say, Daniel. Mad Shook says, thanks for everything, James. Would you sell Haaland for Solanke if it enables you to get Salah game week 30 and Tavernier or Palmer to replace KDB from minus four? I'm on free hit 29. Preference is Palmer, even with the least fixture. Not that I'd necessarily be selling Big Kev. It's a big game. Can it wait? Can it wait? It wouldn't be the first time he scored at Anfield, mate. Not sure I'd do it for a minus four. Would I sell Haaland if it enables me Salah? No. Personally. No. No, it wouldn't. But then my circumstance to me looks like, okay, probably no Salah in 30. I'll have a really good lineup, right? I'm going to have probably Foden at home to Arsenal, Son at home to Luton, Bailey at home to Wolves, and who's the other midfielder I've got? I'll probably be buying Palmer at home to Burnley, right? So I'm going to be in a decent position for that week. I feel like I've got another midfielder, but I'm completely forgetting who that is at the moment. Who's my other midfielder, James? Logs on to FPL teams. Saka. But I might even be benching Saka away to City. I think so. Now that I've probably decided I'm not going for Morris, yeah, Watkins, probably Tony, Haaland be my front three, I think, in game week 30. Tony's home to United. I probably would bench Saka at City, actually, similar to benching Foden at Anfield this week. So I'll still be in a pretty strong position for 30. So that's my circumstance. Your circumstance might be very different. You might have a load of midfielders that you're less keen on, for example. But that's my circumstance. So for me personally, I can only say the answer is no. Sage says, would you bench Foden, Palmer, Bowen or Watkins? It's going to be Foden. Very reluctantly, mate. Yeah. Very reluctantly. Mustafa says, hi, James. What do you think is the rationale for keeping Haaland? I don't see him as the best captain until game week 33. Luton at home, maybe game week 32, Crystal Palace away. If I'm uncomfortable about Son in game, I'll captain him against Arsenal game week 30. I'm not bothered. Villa at home, 31. I still don't want to argue with him. We'll be all assuming that Salah definitely plays against Sheffield United on a Thursday night, 3 days before Manchester United away. We definitely assume that Saka plays at home to Luton, 3 days after Manchester City away and 3 days before going to Brighton. The big man will play. So let's wait and see when we get there. There's a very good reason for keeping him. Play. MRCX says, who are your top five Spurs defenders of all time? I'm drawn to think centre-back straight away. So Ledley, Toby and Jan, comfortably the three best centre-backs. If we're talking favourites, though, rather than necessarily best, I feel like I probably want to put Gary Mabbutt in that conversation as well. who played for Tottenham in my first 6-7 years of going. Reliable, captain, leader, dependable. Wasn't elite like the other guys were at their peak. Who else? It's probably going to be Kyle Walker or Stephen Carr, I think, if I was to look down the right back route. So, in terms of favourite, again, it's probably Stephen Carr more. Nothing to do with Kyle Walker leaving. I got Stephen Carr on the back of my shirt when we had great, some really good attacking players. I loved him. Absolutely adored Stephen Carr. So, yeah, probably Stephen Carr. And Matt J says, hi, James. Livramento to Zabani from -4. I'm free hitting next week. Yeah, don't mind that. You're good for 30 as well. Livramento might be questionable for 30. It's decent fixture, West Ham at home, but might be questionable, subject to trips. Tough fixture this week. Yeah, I don't mind it. Colin Johnson says, hi, James. Would you do Doughty and Neto in for Porro and Dubravka from -8? Already done Solanke. I'm free hitting in 29. So we're taking this in almost isolation, removing 29. Let's just break this down and look at both for a -4. So Porro to Doughty. I mean, if Porro doesn't make it, I can't give you a reason not to for this week, but then you'd rather have Porro than Doughty in 30, wouldn't you? So the rest of your squad might be dependent on that. Dubravka to Neto, yeah, I think is a yes, mate. Philip Sutter says, hi, James. Thanks for the great content. Plan on a -8 this week to have 4 double game week players. A -4 next week to field 10, saving my free hit for game week 34. How likely is it that game week 34 will not be suitable for a free hit? It's like, how long's a piece of string, mate? I could bullshit and give you this, that, the other. I can only go by what my projections say at the moment. And I think it will be reasonable under that circumstance. Honestly, it's possible that there isn't a single team doubles in 34. There's still a possibility. Still a small possibility. That absolutely needs Chelsea to beat Leicester, by the way. But there is a small possibility that could still be the case. I mean, if that happens, it's not, is it? The chances are, here's one of the backup options I'm thinking as well. I know I mentioned about possible rotation for Liverpool and Arsenal in 31. But I might even, if I don't think he's there, I might even free hit in that week. If I was to get on the other side of this and I think, oh shit, 34 is just a single. I don't want to use it in 37 because maybe I can build there nicely, whatever. And obviously I haven't got the bench boost, so it's a little bit easier for me. I might even look at free hit 31 and then building two 30, that 34 period. And maybe even wildcarding really late. So I can't tell you now when I'm going to free hit. And I can't tell you with clarity now what 34 will look like in terms of good, bad. We could get more suddenly go in there. I mean, like if Chelsea lose to Leicester, then Chelsea are guaranteed to double in 34. So then you might have Chelsea on top of, you know, United, Newcastle, Palace, Sheffield United, if those go in there. You flip the fixtures a little bit, you might end up with like an Everton doubling in 34, for example. We might have Wolves, Bournemouth goes in there and that might look interesting, for example. So, like, it could end up looking pretty good. It also could end up looking really shit. I know it's a bottle job answer, but I think that's the right answer. Richard F says, yourself and others talk about the negatives of ESR. Forcing those, obviously got to be PSR, forcing the sale of homegrown players. In my opinion, the bigger benefit is forcing the progression and growth of these in the first place. Okay, I mean, I see what you're saying there. So pay more attention to these players in the academy and sell them for a profit. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I just think from a fan perspective, there's very little better than a player coming through the academy and establishing himself in your team a la Harry Kane or like Mason Mount did at Chelsea or Conor Gallagher's now done at Chelsea. And you don't really want to sell those players. Like if it's a choice, do you want to kick the player? That it just means a little bit more. I get what you're saying. I don't disagree with your point. And I think these clubs have learned to spend appropriately in their academy. But we've seen people leave academies who have done very little at certain clubs. I mean, Chelsea's a case in point. I'm thinking Livramento, Mark Gay. There's plenty of other examples, isn't there? Dominic Solanke is another one. Was it Chelsea, wasn't he? Hardly seen him and they're making money on these guys. So I think that investment's always been there. And then the flip argument says, well, Chelsea have been doing this for quite a while. It's fair. I get it. So I understand your point. Greg Williams says, or minus four for Doughty. That's me remembering your original point, Greg. I presume that's instead of Zabani. I think in your case, free hitting next week. Are you free hitting next week? No, it's not you looking at Zabani. Sorry, Greg. I can't remember the original point. Sorry, pal. Ruben Villa says, hello, James. Now that Bournemouth is unlikely to double in game week 34, careful. Why are they unlikely to double? Because what I projected 37, I wouldn't describe it as unlikely at all. It's basically literally down to which week does Arsenal and Chelsea go into the schedule for broadcasting purposes. You can metagate as 50-50. Be careful. Be careful. I said this is someone on Twitter last night. It's like, Chelsea likely to double in 35. No, that's the projection. I wouldn't sit and go, likely. It's the projection at the moment based on the information we currently have. And that can change quickly, right? Quickly, that can change. In any case, the question is, would you consider wildcard 28, free hit 29? Wildcard 28 would have players like Cher, Garnacho, double game with 34. So you want a wildcard now thinking about Newcastle, Manchester United, because they might double win 34. Well, let me tell you, if either of those two win in the FA Cup next weekend, they ain't doubling in 34. Fact. Okay. This is a real danger of doing this sort of thing now, is putting your eggs into the possibilities of projection on fixtures that can change, right? I can project now that Newcastle and Manchester United would double in 34 because part of that projection is they'll both lose in the FA Cup next week to the two Manchester clubs, respectively. If either of them win, the game changes. So if you're booking in on that based on, oh, looking at FPL team and my projections and this is what it's going to be, like, no, you need to be aware of the alternatives. So, no, it's one of the reasons I'm not wildcarding now is too much shit could change. Dave Brown says, hi, James. I have Semenyo, Watkins and Haaland. Who would you lose for Solanke? Free at 29 strategy. Really struggling with this one. I'd lose Haaland. I'd lose Haaland and bring him back. Bring him back. Adrian Fruit says, goalkeeper question. Is a hit for Neto worth it? If so, for who? Have Dubravka and Strakosha. Free hit 29, wild card 35. Money important. Pope a consideration. Well, look, based on the fixtures that Bournemouth have, if you're free hitting 29, Neto in goal is perfectly reasonable for you every week. If they then double in 34 as well, it covers you all the way through. You don't need a second. So if the money is that important, it's sell Dubravka, mate. If he's not, sell the other one because I'd rather have the cover. And Newcastle do have decent fixtures from 30 onwards as well. James Cook says, James, I'm thinking of captain Ross Barkley. Am I mental? No. Just go and look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to captain Ross Barkley. And see what the mirror says back to you, mate. Maninda Prihar says, in Thailand and completely out the loop. Is getting a Bournemouth defender goalkeeper a safe choice, regardless of chip strategy this week? We already have Solanke. Is it safe? Is it safe to buy any defenders this year outside of Arsenal when they go to City in 29, right? What do we mean safe? Do we mean in terms of rotation? We should be okay. I think there was a little bit of concern about even Neto a couple of weeks ago. Neil Grover stressed that to our patrons, but that's calmed down since his performance against Manchester City and then the clean sheet at Burnley that you shouldn't have any concerns. In terms of the defensive ones, if you want safe, get Zabani, right? I'll go Kirkes. Michael Fish says, hi, James. Would you free hit with only Areola, Doughty, Taylor, Son and Watkins in my team? Not necessarily. Let's assume you go into 29 with just those five. Minus four for Tony plus Madison, Bowen, something like that. Like, how bad can it be? I don't think it'd be horrendous. You're borderline. You're borderline. It's also the consequence of later on, right? I think probably five or under is probably, yeah, do it. Probably. But also, effects are quite a number of these teams have got good fixtures in 30. So an example would be, I actually think Tottenham is a tougher game next week at Fulham than most think. But if you're going to, say you're next week, you go, right, Richarlison's back fit. I'm going to take a minus four to get Maddison and Richarlison. And then you've got them for game week 30 at home to Luton as well. And you might go, oh, 31 at West Ham's okay, 32 at Forest's okay. So that sort of thing needs to be factored in, Michael, right? On the face of it, it's probably, I would probably lean on the side of free hit if I was in that position at the moment. Ivalo says, if not now, triple captain Solanke, then when? So we covered a number of options for this on the Chip Pod last Thursday. So that was more towards the end of the pod. So I do recommend listening back to that. We listed sort of five or six ideas. One of them was Heung-min Son in 38, 37 if you're not like bench boosting in that week, possibly Haaland. Yeah, I mean, if they're still going for the title and he's going for the Golden Boot, sure, why not? It might be two toughish away games, but it's Haaland. We looked at like Salah, 31, Garnacho, 34, if the Manchester United double happened. But yeah, I would be going Solanke, I think. And Luke Stevenson says, thoughts on Foden to Bowen? Would bring Foden back in 31, 32. Also start Kaminski or Areola. You're starting the doubler. In that case, goalkeeper with a double goes in. Even if Kaminski had two terrible fixtures this week, he'd be going in because of the randomness of returns for them. I don't mind the Bowen play for Foden. This is what happens. Foden gets a massive haul and we go, oh my God, we need to get Foden. He's got Liverpool, Arsenal in his next two. Like, the braver soul is the one who goes, right, thanks very much for my returns. I'm now going to move you on. FPL Cockney Red says, for no free hit 29, do you prefer Zubani in for 28 and playing with eight men or just get Emerson for West Ham in for nine next week? Well, I think there's a strong possibility Emerson be out because he went off with a suspected hamstring problem last night. And you might not get a David Moyes update today because obviously they were away in Germany last night. So that you can't be buying Emerson at this minute, I think. And that's who I'd concluded I was probably going to go for. Russell Knight says, James, I was looking to roll transfer this week. Free hit 29. And then two transfers for 30. FPL team states that I'll only one transfer in 30 if I do this. Is this correct? It certainly is, mate. Simple logic, Russell. Anytime you use a chip, you've got one transfer afterwards. That's it. It's literally straightforward as that. Anytime you use a chip, next game week, you'll only have one, my friend. Sean Seaton says, opinion on the second best attacking Bournemouth asset? It's Semenyo, in my opinion. And that just doesn't work for many, right? If I was going a midfielder, I would probably go Tavernier over Kluivert personally. I like the appeal of Kluivert at the same time, though, because of his price. That's a definitive eighth attacker moving forward. Even though they've got good fixtures, he probably just sits on the bench for you. So if it's money related, it's Kluivert. If that doesn't matter, then I would probably go Tavernier. But to answer your original question, if it's actually Semenyo. If I was free hitting this week, I would possibly go Semenyo. Adam says, Tony or Neto or Luiz, who to bench? With reluctance, Tony. Playing probably the best defence in the league. I think they are statistically anyway, aren't they? So, and in terms of actual goals conceded, it's probably Tony. You've probably got an Arsenal defender as well. It's probably Tony. Philip says, hi, James. Thoughts on going Munoz instead of Tony for game at 29 would allow an easier path to Salah in 30 or 31. Yeah, it's an option. It's interesting for me once I make my transfers today for me to get, it's possibly a good thing this, for me to get Tony in for Solanke in 29, I have to take a hit. I have to make another transfer, which is interesting. And so I may look at that sort of thing myself, actually, particularly if Porro's out and I haven't got any Tottenham defensive coverage. Yeah, I might too. So I don't mind it. If that's like your deciding factor to get in Salah, it's fairly sensible if that's what you want to do. FPO Andy says, morning, James. I know you weren't a fan of taking a -4 to bench Foden, but I need to take one before 29 anyway. So do you think it's worth it to go now? Current preferred transfer is in Kudos. Thanks. Yeah, this one with Kudos and Bowen is barking mad. He's barking mad because the logic suggests that you know, why take a hit now if you can get it for free next week? But at the same time, you're going, well, I'm going to let Burnley at home go and then buy. Like, I get it. I get it. It's really conflicting. If it were me, I think I'd do it now, personally, and go for it with Burnley at home this weekend. I think I'd go for it. Ganty says, how's it going, James? Thoughts on taking a hit for a Bournemouth defender with zero upside? They're just a bad defence with good fixtures. Sounds like upcoming pain. It sounds like, mate, you've already answered your own question. You'll know my opinion because I've covered it. Amen. Fazeli says, hi, James. Hope all is well and that you're pain-free with your back. Thank you. Appreciate all the kind messages I'm still getting and kind comments. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm doing not too bad. My foot is bad. It's like all the pain I had in my nerves just gone to my foot at the moment, but I'm miles better than 2.5 weeks ago. Let me promise you that. I'm on triple captain Solanke tomorrow and then only have free hit left. In your opinion, do you think free hit 34 or free hit 37 is best? Couldn't tell you. I don't know. I'm not committed to either. I don't need to. Unless you're in wildcard now, like park your opinion and look at it for 30. How much can knowing when you're free hit, if it's 34 or 37, really impact on what's in front of you now about 28 and 29? Now, I guess the impact is if you were going to free hit in 29, but your question specifically is 34 or 37. Don't worry about it, mate. We'll have a look when the fixtures come out, fingers crossed before game week 30, and we'll know. We'll know from there, and it won't be the same for everybody. Asif says, would you bench boost Areola, Kudus, Kerkez and Zabani for -4? Get it out the way for a wildcard 30-31. I don't believe, mate, that you're benching Kerkez and Zabani. I don't believe they're your weakest defenders this week, mate, with the two fixtures I've got. Don't believe it. The only case I could say go with that, I think, is if you had treble Arsenal defence, there might be a case to be sat. So for me, Kerkez and Zabani must be in your best team. Also, in my opinion, Kudus at home to Burnley must be in your best team, I think. Even if that means benching like a Foden instead or something. So I don't think it's correct for me to answer your question. Like, if that truly is your bench boost, yeah, sure, crack on. I'm not convinced it is. James Brennan says, hi, James, is Stupinan and Foden to Salo and Gusto from -4 in game week 30? Or is Stupinan to Gusto in game week 30 and Son to Salah in game week 31 for free? Cheers, mate, and have a great day. Probably option two, but you probably know yourself by the time you get there, mate. Mohammed says, hi, James, free hit 29. I got VVD and Estupinan. Need to get rid of them both for Salah funds in 31. Double Bournemouth defence doesn't feel good. Prefer Neto, but goalkeeper is not my squad problem. Is Dallo or Gusto better? Yeah, I don't mind the Gusto move. I leave you feeling nice about it for game week 30. If that's what you want to do, I don't mind it. That's at the same time, I think Stupinan probably starts on Sunday. So do you need to move that right now? Can you come back to that in 30? Because if I told you now Stupinan was going to start, would you want Stupinan at Owen Forest or Gusto at Newcastle? Like, it's close enough that could you wait? The selling VVD, I get. A man Khan says, hi, James. Should I drop Pascal Gross or Phil Foden for Ebere Eze? Thank you. Well, we fired Eze this week. I'd be wanting to start him. Over both. Take your pick, mate. CM Punk 2310 says, what's your opinion on the potential sanctions on Everton, Forest and also Chelsea, Manchester City? What do you think the adequate punishment should be? Well, look, I think most of us neutrals are pleased that Everton got some points back, because 10 points, considering administration would have been 9, was nonsensical. So maybe it's 6 points now. Maybe that's just what the punishment's going to be. I do think it's probably going to be dependent on how bad the breach is as well. Like, have you just broken it, or are you 50 million breach? Like, that would be a lot, for example. Like, how bad is the circumstance? And in Forrest's case, it might be worse, because Forrest obviously came in that if they'd have sold Brennan Johnson earlier in the window, then they would have been able to beat it. That said, that would have probably been sort of selling for sort of 30. So it's probably unlikely that they're probably breached by more than that. So you're probably looking at a similar punishment. On Chelsea, Man City, as it stands, neither are guilty. Most of us think Manchester City are possibly guilty of falsifying sponsorship deals and lying. That's a lot of the accusation. That's a completely separate case to Everton and Nottingham Forest. If they're proven guilty, throw them out the league. If they're proven guilty, throw them out the league. Chelsea, we can't say at this minute, right? The word that Chelsea is still giving out is they think they're going to be compliant. Let's see. They might need to make a sale or two specifically in May or June. So let's see. But at the moment, there isn't anything to punish them on from a PSR perspective. You understand the stuff with Abramovich from previous, which, to be fair, Chelsea came forward and admitted there was a concern of something, and Abramovich and some sort of ownership with something. I can't remember exactly. That's being investigated on the side, and that's a difficult one to comment on. And it might be a mitigating in the sense that Chelsea put their own hands up, went, look, we found this, we're letting you know. Harry Merkert says, hi James, I know this sounds bonkers, but I'm thinking of doing Watkins to Semenyo. Allows me to move my fifth mid to Salah in 30 without sacrificing Palmer, Saka, Son, Foden, moving Watkins in 31 anyway. He doesn't look, you're gonna want to survive this week, and also 30. Those two home games will be pretty rough. The other thing is 29. That's the clincher here. Like, you free hitting 29? If so, sure. If not, you want Watkins there next week, mate. Yashworth says, Foden to Barkley. I already own Bowen, not free hitting in 29. Yeah, I get that one a little bit more than some of the other ones that we've covered off. But for free, yes. Would I be doing it for -4? No. King of Mandalore says, would you do Taylor to Kirkez to get a doubler this week with the idea that Taylor will score 1 to 0 points in game at 29 using chips till 31? Yeah. He probably does. Probably it's that. It's probably 1 point that's all the way, mate. Garang says, start KDB or Gross. I'd be big, probably big man Kev, I think. Maybe, yeah. Harry has come back and said he's free hitting in 29, so we'll have Watkins on free hit anyway. Okay, cool. Fine then, mate. Adski says, afternoon, James. Afternoon, all. B. Badger says, bench Akio or Stupinan. I'd bench Akio out of that. I think Stupinan will start. It's just a prediction. Gareth James says, my wife is leaving me due to my FPL obsession, but in my defense, I have Doughty, Walker, Virgil, Tarkowski, and Udogie. I'll get my coat. Sorry. I would probably suggest so, Gareth. Yeah. Don't tell her that joke. She might leave you. Mark Sharkey 76 says, went early on Emerson. Oh, no. James Wright says, smash the like all. I'm on wildcard 28, free hit 29. Budget is tight. Which combo do you prefer? Son and Semenyo Morris or Barkley and Watkins? Cheers. The Son option, I think. Yeah. Don't kill me. Torben Nielsen says, would you sell a Stupinan for a hit for a Bournemouth defender? Or Gabriel from -4 will free hit 29. We're selling Gabriel for Brentford at home. Wouldn't want to be doing that, mate. Stupinan to Bournemouth defender gives you the excuse to get rid. Get it. But you'll also, I think you'll also feel comfortable sending this Stupinan for a hit in 30, considering I've got Liverpool away. And something like Gusto at home to Burnley will also appeal. So close. Close. Yeah, I'd probably do it. James C100 says, hi James, Barkley, Udogie, Concern, Areola, bench boost, or wait till game week 37. So Barkley with a double, Udogie, Concern playing each other. Areola, it's the Udogie, Concern is off putting. Oof. If you had like Kaminski instead of Areola, I think I'd have said yes. I'm going to say no, I think, mate. It's borderline. If you really fancy it, go for it. But I can easily see Konsa and Udogie scoring 2 points between them. Ken Mr. Bird says, thoughts on Barkley versus Chong? Covered this quite a bit on Clash of Correspondence. And Dan was pretty clear. Dan Ashby was pretty clear on still Barkley over Chong, yeah. Eslam says, if I take -4 this week and another -4 next week, I can have 8 of the best players in 29. Should I do it or just free hit? Yeah, sure. You're getting yourself your best players, and it's fine. It carries you through nicely for 30 with, say, the Tottenham players. Sure. Nick Dent 1990 says, if you were going through 29 without free hit and had 6 players currently, would you sell Tony to Solanke this week to buy back next? Love the pod. I would definitely be doing whatever I needed to put Dominic Solanke in this week, mate. Irrespective of anything else, he'd be going in for me. As long as Iriola gives him the thumbs up, right? Lemon Seamus says, which will happen first, if ever, a lower points tally than Derby or Invincible season with 100 plus points? It's more likely the 100 plus Invincibles, I think. I think so. I mean, people say, oh, Sheffield United, the worst ever than Derby. Okay, well, look, reality is, I mean, just think of it like this. They've got more points than that Derby team, and they've got, what, 11 games to go still. We might finish on 25 points. I know we can't envisage that right now. But Sheffield United have still got Fulham at home, Burnley at home, Forest at home, Everton away, Brentford away, Bournemouth away. Like, they've actually got decent fixtures. So I think it's the 100 plus, mate. Grant Dillon says, bench Maddison or Bailey this week. Ugh. Maddison. Brundlefly says, Martinelli or Palmer. If that's a start, it'd be Martinelli for me. And I'm going to cover three more because I can see I've been going an hour. So Dr. Cody says, -4 for a Bournemouth defender. No free hit in 29. Play with Moreno is stooping and out. So yes, largely a thumbs up. Hussein Shorky says, hello, James. Really appreciate your work. Is Solanke, Morris and Doughty enough for the double? Well, I'm probably just going to be Solanke and Kirkes, mate. So we'll find out, won't we? And Mr. T says, would you pick Maddison or Bowen or Barkley for the next two? Bowen would be the first choice out of that lot for me, mate. And James C100 can have the last word. He said, hit the like button. Oh, very much appreciated. Yeah, hit the sub button as well, guys, for those listening back to the audio. A 5-star review does go a lot further than you can imagine. Honestly, it goes a long way. So does all the sharing and the liking on the Bird app and Insta and TikTok and all these other things that I don't pay too much attention to. It goes a long way and helps spread the Planet FPL word as well. It's very much appreciated. I will be back tomorrow with the deadline stream at 10 a.m. UK time, exclusive to the Planet FPL YouTube channel. In terms of our content next week as well, I can say obviously we'll have the Game Week Review podcast on Monday. Sky will return to a Wednesday next week. I can tell you next week's Clash of Correspondents will be on Thursday. That is West Ham versus Aston Villa with Chris Stone and Lee Jackson. If you want to support the show, it's www.patreon.com/planetfpl. Do it because you want the additional content, which for advanced tier patrons today includes talking tactics on Ollie Watkins' performance against Luton last weekend. It includes a Zoom call in 40 minutes from me speaking these words. It includes the team news stream, which will be at 10 o'clock tonight as well. The talking tactics are also available to intermediate plus tier patrons this week. And all of our patrons at intermediate and above get the differential show, which was released this morning as well. Additional podcasts every weekday except for bank holidays. If you want to support the show, it's www.patreon.com/planetfpl. Do it because you want the additional content or because you just want to support the content that we do. That's it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Hope your arrows are green. Smash a like, hit the sub button. And for the benefit of those on the audio cue music, please, Manchild.
Fantasy Football Show.
Sports Social Podcast Network.